Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
What a crazy end to winter and a start of spring across our region. We've got blizzard conditions in the Oklahoma Panhandle, howling winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. We've got wildfires that popped up across much of western Oklahoma over the weekend, as well as down into Texas. One massive fire down there, the Eastland Fire. Our friend Andy Holloway, who's an extension agent and a Canadian, has been helping some of his friends down in that area of Eastland, Texas, with some of the recovery after that 50,000-acre fire burning up a lot of rangeland and a lot of hay, according to Andy.
I was told about one gentleman that lost his home and his hay barns, over 700 round bales of hay just burned completely up. And it's just story after story like that. So now the cattle that they have that did make it through, In many cases, their pastures had burned to pretty much just look like a sand yard, and there's nothing left for those cattle to eat. So they're going to be depending on hay donations.
Of course, last night, a huge outbreak of tornadic activity happening in southern Oklahoma and a lot of Texas, including down around the Austin area. Got to pray for folks impacted in that regard. Better news in the middle part of the state of Oklahoma, really from the Red River all the way up to the Kansas border. We've got a couple of lines of rain showers that have come in. 1 to 2 inches of rain, pretty common in a lot of areas all the way from Walters and Warika all the way up to Blackwell and Newkirk in the north central part of the state. That much rain doesn't break a drought, but at least puts a dent in it. Latest crop progress numbers on our winter wheat crop in the region. Kansas, 36% poor to very poor. Oklahoma, 46% poor to very poor. Texas, 79% poor to very poor conditions. Winter wheat crop for 2022. As far as pasture ratings are concerned, nothing out of Kansas as of yet, but we've got those numbers for Texas and for Oklahoma. Oklahoma is about a third between poor to very poor, fair, and good to excellent, 32% poor to very poor. Texas, though, 75% poor to very poor. That makes a lot of Texas very vulnerable to these huge fires that we've seen in recent days. Into this last week, several senators introducing legislation that would provide right to repair privileges for farmers, ranchers. Maybe coincidentally, maybe not, John Deere yesterday rolling out some new products that will give enhanced self-repair solutions to farmers and ranchers that want them. You've got Farm News on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.